Now, in 2010, Wisconsin established a new set of parameters and benchmarks for child care providers in the state called the Young Star Program.
And according to a new report, since the program's establishment, child care providers have gotten better in the state's most populous area, Milwaukee County.
Joining us to talk about how child care is improving in Milwaukee County is Joe Pietrangelo. He's a senior researcher at the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee and the co-author of that report. Joe, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So the findings from the Young Star program are in. This is after 5 years of the program in effect. Give us the umbrella view. What changes did you see?
So first of all, we only looked at the Milwaukee County providers and children. But the general view is positive that we see progress being made in improving the quality of child care in Milwaukee County. There's been a shift from most providers or a majority of providers and a majority of children being in care that was maybe just meeting basic expectations to being more at the proficient level. So we've seen a shift from the 2-star level to the 3-star level on a 5-star scale.
So overall, news is good, and we're going to dive into a few of the specifics in just a bit. But first, tell us what the Young Star program is.
The Young Star program was created in 2010. The purpose of the program is to rate the quality of child care providers in the state and to incentivize improvement and assist with improvement of quality over time. Part of the rationale for creating it also was to remove fraud that had been discovered in the Wisconsin Share system. So there were a variety of goals that went into it, but essentially the program rates providers and modifies the amount of Wisconsin Share subsidies that providers can receive for serving low-income families based on the quality of the care that they're providing.
So you mentioned a couple of the things you were hoping to improve. In general, what were you looking to move, to change as you went forward with the Young Star program?
Well, the goal really is to get more of the providers up to higher star levels and more of the children being served by the program into those providers as well. So some of the program evaluates the providers in 4 categories. One of them is the education of the staff who work in the child care center, or in some cases it's a home-based child care provider. But the education of the provider is one key aspect. Another is the learning environment and the curriculum. So that's another evaluation category. Health and safety. So there are several areas that the providers are rated on, and they have to meet different qualifications or requirements in order to advance to a higher rating. So what we've seen is improvements in all of those areas. There's still challenges over time, and we can discuss those as well. But overall, there's been an improvement in those areas that's allowed more providers to shift up to at least a 3-star level.
So you've mentioned this starred rating system that you have from 1 to 5. Just briefly, can you walk us through the difference between a 1 and a 5?
Well, so a 1-star provider is deemed not to be meeting basic health and safety standards, so they're removed from the Wisconsin Share system, so they cannot receive state subsidies anymore. A 2-star provider is, as I mentioned, is meeting sort of the basic health and safety standards, so they're at least able to qualify for subsidies, but there's no on-site kind of evaluation system that goes into it. It's just meeting those basic requirements. To earn a 3, 4, or 5-star rating, you have to go through evaluation and that looks at those 4 kind of categories that I mentioned and requires you to, for example, with staff education, you need to have your staff at higher and higher levels of credentials, either basically credits that are directly related to child care. And as you go up the rating scale, more of your staff need to have higher numbers of credits, if not degrees. So that's an example of sort of how the rating scale works and how you need to advance in all of those areas to improve your rating.
We're talking with Joe Pietrangelo right now. He is senior researcher at the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee, and we're talking about the state of child care in Milwaukee County. And Joe, let's get to the key findings over the past 5 years with this Young Star program in place. Now, you mentioned the majority of children receiving these Wisconsin share subsidies in the county are now enrolled at 3-star providers. How big a change is that?
Well, it's a pretty big change. We first looked at the ratings back in 2012, and 54% of the student or the children were in 2-star providers, and now we're looking at in 2016 it was up to 54% being in 3-star providers. So there was a pretty significant shift over those four years. We also have seen an increase in the number of providers who are in the 4- and 5-star, so the highest quality providers. And so in terms of the number of children served or the percentage, that's increased from 9% to 19%. So that's been a big increase as well. But we also see that in Milwaukee County, we're still behind the rest of the state in terms of the quality of child care. We're 28% of the children statewide that are receiving Wisconsin shares are in those 4- and 5-star providers. So we still have work to do.
And another area of work to do is in the home-based family child care situations. What's different there?
Yeah, we saw a major difference between group child care centers that you would think of as a larger center versus a home-based provider. There are different rating systems or there are different rating tracks in Young Star for those different types of providers. And the family providers, we found a majority are actually at the 2-star level, 62%. So that was really distinct from the other tracks. And the other thing is we had seen a decrease over the past 3 years of 22% in the number of family providers operating or receiving Wisconsin shares in Milwaukee County. So a significant decline, whereas the other tracks, Young Star has not only the group center track, but there's tracks for after-school programs as well. And those tracks have seen increases in the number of providers as well as increases in their ratings. So we're seeing unique challenges with those home-based providers that's actually resulted in fewer of them being available. And their reimbursements are also lower because if you're a 2-star provider, the state reduces the amount that you're reimbursed by 5%. So there's a little bit of a cut for having a lower rating.
And Joe, just briefly as we wrap up, what are the goals going forward for the next 5 years of Young Star?
That is a good question. I mean, I think continuing to improve increase the percentage of kids that are in high quality care is always the underlying goal of the program. So that will continue to be the case. I think there's been a major focus over the past several years on moving providers from a 2-star to 3-star, so just getting them up to the proficient levels. Now we're going to, I think, see more of a push to go from there up to having a higher, having more providers in those highest quality ratings of 4- and 5-stars. It's a lot of work to get there, to get staff trained to those levels and meeting other requirements as well, but I think that's where the push is going to be in Milwaukee County.
Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher at the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about a report he co-authored that found that child care is improving in Milwaukee County.
Coming up, a philosopher who's also a game designer says playing games can help us be more resilient, focused, and happy. We'll find out how to apply the rules of gaming to our daily lives. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you.